He has 35 shows, too many to list here, but you can pick up a program for $2 at the festival headquarters on the McGill campus or call 849-FEST. And don't forget that France is going to demonstrate their fireworks at the second installment of the Benson and Hedges International Fireworks Festival, taking place tonight at 10 at La Ronde. For AM600, I'm Tracy McKee with Summer in the City.
CIQC.
Another holiday. 9 minutes past noon here on AM 600 CIQC. Welcome to Travel World. My name is Brian Stroll. In studio, I have with me Stephen Pickford.
As always, yes.
Good afternoon. And Willem Backus, who is one of our regular panelists. He's a freelance travel writer. Good afternoon, Willem.
Good afternoon.
We have a lot on the agenda for today. We're going to be talking about a very historic part of the United States, of New England in particular, the county of Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Right, Plymouth County. And to give everyone an idea where exactly Plymouth is, it's around 360 miles from Montreal, so it takes around 6-7 hours to get down there, and it's a straight, easy drive down Interstate 89, hooks up to the 93, and you're down there. It's actually one of those places where it's easier to drive to than to fly, because if you add up all the time encountered checking in for a flight and taking the flight and getting your car, you probably come out to around the same amount of time, and you certainly have paid a lot more. So Plymouth, to give everyone a general idea where it is in Massachusetts as well, it is around 40 miles south of Boston, the gateway to Cape Cod, actually, because it's the last mainland destination before you cross the Cape Cod Canal onto the Cape itself.
And it's kind of economical when you do take a car down there, because at least you have something to drive rather than the expense of flying and all the time it takes. You got your own car. So, and if you don't really want to put the mileage on your own car, because myself, I put 3,000 clicks this last weekend when we went down there, including the trip to New York that we did. It really is a good idea to rent a car.
Well, that is the best alternative, Willem. It's practical, it's economical too. For example, this summer, Enterprise Rent-A-Car is offering some very special rates. I know you can get a subcompact for as low as $19.99 a day with 300 free kilometers, and the best thing about Enterprise is they will come and get you, so you don't have to figure out how to get to their location or what to do when you're finished. They will come to your door, and then when you're done with the car, they will come and get it back.
So you just phone them at 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, and you say, well, I want a car, and they bring it right to your door. I mean, you don't have to go anywhere for this.
That's correct.
That's amazing.
You call a very easy toll-free number, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR. I don't think anybody can forget that number, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, and you're all set. They will send someone from their nearest location, and they have 18 locations in Montreal to serve you.
So there's always one close to you, and you just dial 1-800-RENT-A-CAR.
And the rates are very economical, just $19.99 a day for a subcompact, and of course they have a whole selection to choose from.
You mean like 4x4s, minivans, full-size, and...
That's right, a vehicle to meet every need, no matter how many people you have to transport, like those out-of-town visitors coming in this summer.
So they have just about everything.
That's right. When you pick Enterprise, they'll pick you up just by calling 1-800-RENT-A-CAR today. So you head down on the open road, beautiful scenery all along the way. And I know some people want to take it into a long weekend, an extended weekend getaway to go down to Plymouth.
It is a beautiful drive.
All the Green Mountains and the White Mountains of New Hampshire, and you don't have to spend that much time going through the industrial parks of Boston before you really end up into a totally different world in Plymouth. What we did, and what I would suggest to a lot of people do, if you're leaving work on a Thursday, making it a long weekend, or a Friday, go around 2-2.5 hours from Montreal, get out of the city, start the journey off by stopping off at one of the very nice inns that they have in Vermont, for example, the Black Locust Inn, which is run by Len Vignola. It's a AAA three diamond property, just 6 rooms. You stay with Len, you stay with his wife and daughter, and of course his golden retriever.
Any man with a golden retriever is okay in my book.
Right. Yeah, I know you're a big golden retriever fan, and of course you enjoy the country breakfast and the cooking and the conversation, because Len is a retired executive director of the Ford Foundation for the Arts, so he has so many stories to tell. And you stay in this beautiful bed and breakfast inn, but it's not like you're checking into a small place that doesn't have the amenities. You have a number of unique rooms and enjoy down comforters and pillows, and it's really a homey atmosphere, but with all the comforts you've come to expect from a hotel.
You can bring your bikes, you can bring your dog, and so on. It sounds really great.
Yeah, at least you can bring your dog, because I know that Robbie's just turned 2.
Well, he just turned 2 yesterday, the old fuzzball.
Yeah, and I don't know how to separate the two of you. I mean, is it Willem and Robbie, or Robbie and Willem?
Well, you can't tell. The family resemblance is uncanny.
Well, at least, you know, as you go down to the Black Locust Inn, you can take your pet, because Len is an animal lover, and he has his own golden retriever, a lady. But that brings up that vacation time is often that heart-rending decision coming up, because what do you do with your pet?
And that's true.
That's why here at Travel World, we like to recommend Auberge VIP, because they offer that unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet, with a variety of suite sizes available for the canine guests, designed to provide privacy, while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And of course, it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. So give people at Auberge VIP a call to visit their facility, experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. So Auberge VIP is a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Give them a call at 381-6653. So we're talking about Plymouth today on Travel World here on AM 600.
That's where the Pilgrims landed.
The Pilgrims landed, 1620, the first permanently settled English settlement in North America.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of sad, because when they were doing the tours, and even people in Plymouth were talking about how it was voted the second most disappointing travel destination in the States, and I don't really think that that's merited, because, I mean, a lot of people go there to see Plymouth Rock. You know, this is where the settlers landed, but, I mean, Plymouth Rock, well, gee whiz, you know, if you're expecting the Rock of Gibraltar, you will be disappointed, but it really is a beautiful place. You go down there, it's peace and quiet, and the people are so friendly.
Right, people make a destination, they make or break a destination. I mean, a story to recount, we were just walking down the street on our second day. We'd been into this store on North Street. It's called the
Old North Street Shop.
Now, they had to hire a consultant to figure that name out, but it was very unique. It was an old 1700s house, the Taylor House, and they had teas and imported artifacts and just small little gifts, but it was very unique. The owner was a fellow named Rick, who had also spent a number of years as an interpreter on the site of the Plymouth Plantation, and he saw us on the street. He said, "Oh, I remember you fellows." And we said, "Well, where can we get a drink around here? Where's our convenience store?" So he said, "Oh, no, come on in. I've got some iced tea. Come on in. I'll treat you." And, you know,
it was really good tea. It was the Boston Harbor tea, which was made by the same company whose tea was thrown over during the Boston Tea Party.
So you had that sort of historical link with the past coming to the present. And I also want to just invite listeners to give us a call here at Travel World, 790-0600, or free for Bell Mobility subscribers at *600. We're talking about Plymouth County, but if you also have stories that places you've been to in New England as a whole, the six New England states, your tips, places you've been that you'd like to share with us, be sure to give us a call. We'd like to hear from you.
Let me ask you, Stephen, Willem, did you actually visit the famous Plymouth Plantation down there, and tell listeners what that's about?
Yeah, Plymouth Plantation, it's celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, so 1947 to 1997, and it's a recreation of the original original settlement, based on the year 1627. It's not based on the year 1620 when they landed, it's based on 1627, which was the last year that anyone who came over on the Mayflower had to spend their time there as basically indentured labor to the creditors who had financed the expedition from England.
Mm-hmm.
It recreates Leyden, where the original settlement was downtown on where Leyden Street is today, but it is exact as to detail based on the journals of Governor William Bradford. He had written extensively on, he was governor for almost 40 years, reelected every year, maybe nobody else wanted the job, but he wrote very extensively on the exact dimensions of the buildings, what the day-to-day routine was. So first of all, you enter the plantation. It's just around 3 miles south of the main town itself today. Mm-hmm. You visit the museum center. There's an exhibit right now called Irreconcilable Differences, which gives you a perspective of how the area was immediately at the time the Pilgrims arrived. And you have two exhibits, one from the perspective of the English settlers, one from the perspective of the Wampanoag Indians who were originally on the site. So that gives you a good overview of the historical context that the plantation itself revolves around. They have a very nice gift shop in the building. You can watch a movie, inexpensive cafeteria. They don't They don't try to gouge you. You can have your lunch there for around $5. So that is unlike a lot of other places where you go, you get charged overboard when you go into some of those attractions.
The interpreters are actually actors who act in character, which was interesting because no matter what Steve and I would ask them, they just wouldn't come out of character. Steven was afraid they'd chase us out with a pitchfork or something like that. But apparently this guy Rick, who used to work there, he had one incident where they had a workman coming in to repair one of the buildings. He didn't realize this at the time, but this guy was just up on the ladder. So he looks at the guy, he says, "Get off that ladder, I'm going to shoot you with me musket." And he did get into some hot water over that one. We're not exactly sure.
Dressed in full period garb, I would imagine,
full
as well.
Full period costume. It's authentically recreated. They will speak. They have recreated the accent that the people were speaking in that day. And you can try to bring them off out of their context, but no, you cannot. They will ask you, "Where are you from?" If you say Montreal, Montreal was not around in 1620. They will look at you with a puzzled look on their face, and you're thinking initially, "What a stupid person! He hasn't heard, an American. He doesn't know where Canada is." But it's what they are doing is they've put themselves into the complete mindset of a 1627 colonist, and so then they know. And you say, "Oh, Hochelaga." And then, and you talk about the Huron Indians, then they come out and they can recount a story about Indian wars or whatever. They basically are talking on a continuous loop. And you can watch them. They're building a new house. So there will be a house building. They're building the parts all through the year. And in August, they will put it all together. They will raise the roof and they will show you how the thatch roof got placed on the house, that sort of thing. So they raise the animals. You can watch how the type of animals. They try to recreate the exact type of animals that they had at that period.
Sounds very, very interesting. Let me ask you, it being one of the most historical places in the United States, it must be a very favorite international destination. Did you meet a lot of people from other countries there?
We heard a lot of English accents, mm-hmm. So a lot of British tourists like to come over as well.
It's 12:21 here on AM 600. You're listening to Travel World. My name is Brian Stroll. I have in studio, as we do every week, Stephen Pickford and Willem Backus, one of our regular panelists.
And now we'll just take a short break here on Travel World.
We'll be right back after this.
Shopping at Jean Coutu for Father's Day is a family tradition in our house. The kids check their piggy banks, then pore over the Jean Coutu flyer for gift ideas. I check the specials in men's fragrances, like Sung Eau de Toilette, the 100 milliliter spray for just $29.97. It's perfect for my dad, and Dracar Noir Eau de Toilette spray is my husband's favorite at $34.99 for 50 milliliters. It's a treat for both of us.
Just direct your feet to the Jean Coutu side of the street.
Fabricville has dropped prices to an all-time low for their gigantic fashion liquidation. Fabricville is liquidating assorted cotton prints, wide suitings, printed rayons, polyester fancies, all at half price. Tables and tables of summer fashion, half price at Fabricville now. And check out the $2.99 a meter liquidation tables with everything from cotton prints to madras, silk broadcloth, interlocks. What a selection. Drop everything now because Fabricville has never dropped their prices this low.
Listen to the Tom Velk Business Report weekdays on AM 600 and call DPM Financial Planning Group, Canada's mutual fund and RRSP professionals. The peace of mind is priceless. DPM Financial Planning Group, 630-7500.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC. It's coming up to 23 minutes after noon on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. My name is Brian Searle. We're talking to Stephen Pickard and Willem Backus this week about Plymouth County. And before we go on, we'd like to invite listeners to call in at 790-0600. If you're on the Bell Mobility System, it's a free call on Star 600. And Stephen, you have some information about some of the places to stay
right
in that area.
There are a number of places to stay in the area. We stayed at the Pilgrim Sands, which is really the only hotel in Plymouth that is directly on the beach. So you can just step out of the hotel and you're right on the beach. You're also beside a public beach, so you can walk for around a mile and a half or so, and just look out over the water. It's very peaceful. Summer rates are reasonable. They're between $90 and $120 per night. Recommendation, if you can, ask for a beachfront room. They're around $20-$25 more, but you can avoid hearing some of the traffic going by on Route 3A, although if you're looking out on that side, you are looking over the Plymouth Plantation grounds. It is directly across the street from the Plymouth Plantation. You can actually walk there. It's a nice, easy 10-minute walk, and you're overlooking the pond, the Eel River, across the street. They have a small little coffee shop where you can purchase snacks and continental breakfast, and it's a very relaxing property. We really enjoyed our stay there. And if you go in the fall, they're trying to really promote their Indian summer season. The rates drop 75 to 100 during the fall. And even in the end of September, October, they start dropping even more to $60-$80. So that's a nice motor hotel. I would say it's really a three and a half star property.
Of how many stars?
Well, out of five stars.
Okay.
The AAA...
want to have it out of 10 stars.
Right, out of 10 stars. No, I mean, yes, they're I know a lot of motels like that.
I've been to motels like that.
Yes, we won't name them. We're going to talk in the last 20 minutes or so of the show about travel horror stories, so get people to start thinking about maybe the worst hotel they've ever stayed and give us a call at that time. Now, if you're looking for a romantic place to stay, the Above the Ocean Bed and Breakfast is in Manamet Bluffs, and this was built in 1872.
Inland, right?
Yeah, right. You look out the window there, you feel you're going to be in the sea. And actually, the owner, Jack McDonald, who is a retired 9X telecommunications executive, he was telling us that really the ground is eating away just slowly, so many inches per year, that eventually, if he lives long enough, maybe he'll be really a beachfront property. But you're on top of the bluffs. It's 132 steps down to the beach, and it's fine going down, but they have some rest stops to ease the climb back up. And they serve a nice little continental breakfast, and he has three rooms. You actually have five rooms, but you can only rent out three. It's something to do with state taxation law and how to collect the room tax. But it's a former Hotel Idlewild, and Jack took it over in 1990. It used to be a favorite of former U.S. President Grover Cleveland and the poet Nathaniel Hawthorne, the author. So you get a touch of history there, and it is like people going around the turn of the century to a small hotel. It used to have actually... in the attached buildings around 50 rooms, but over the time they got torn down and they burnt down, and today it's just the main building, and Jack uses it as his residence and has the has these rooms that he rents out. So that gives you a sort of a touch of yesteryear. So
but
those
the
are the two
beach.
Properties I'd recommend.
The beach is
the
beautiful.
Beach. You go down Manamet Bluffs, you go down those stairs, and you're totally in a different world, because you can't see any other buildings. It is like the most pristine beach of that part of Plymouth County, because the bluffs hide all of the other buildings on top of the bluffs, the cottages and the roads and that. So you were just down there. It's miles and miles of beach, and you look out on a clear day, you could see the tip of Cape Cod in Provincetown. So you can see right across Cape Cod Bay, and because it is a bay, the water is very calm. At low tide, you can walk out for practically a mile, and it is very warm water. It gets up into the high 60s, low 70s in peak season. Not when we were there, it was still in the 50s, but compared to the outer Atlantic coast, warm water.
And it's not as commercial as when you go to Cape Cod. I mean, it's a real nice, quaint, small town, and the prices are reasonable. I mean, three people can eat for $25 at a restaurant.
Right, all the restaurants. All the restaurants that we saw, I mean, we some of the ones we stopped at a restaurant called Sam Diego's, which was in the restored fire station downtown, and there was a ghost story that related to it, that at one time there was an old firefighter had seen a ghost there, so there was a bit of history and stories around that. But you were hard-pressed on practically any restaurant menu, even oceanside dining restaurants overlooking the harbor like Isaac's, or going down to the All-American Diner on Main Street. There were so many places that were $5, $7, $8 for a full-course meal. You'd be very hard-pressed to spend a lot of money. It's good, wholesome, American-style cuisine, heavy on the seafood. You go down by Town Pier and the road paralleling the harbor, and there's around half a dozen restaurants. The Lobster Hut is probably the most famous, where, you know, get a lobster roll or eat lobster in the rough, fried clams, scallops, all those sort of dishes caught fresh at sea. And people, and this is lobster territory. Plymouth is really the second largest lobster harvesting area on the northeast coast, and you can actually go out for a one-hour tour to see how they do it. It costs around $10. You leave from the harbor, and you can take a harbor cruise, but they also show you how they harvest the lobsters.
And let's not forget the cranberries. Oh, Ocean Spray's got a place
we,
there.
Right, before we get to that, there also happens to be whale watching cruises out there.
Oh, yes. Did Captain John's whale watching. Now, I've done whale watching.
Here comes your lunch, Moby.
Yes, I have done whale watching, so I passed on this. It is an experience to do once in your lifetime. I have gone whale watching, first time in the north of Boston area, out of Gloucester, and the second time when I was in St. John's, Newfoundland. Check the weather condition. Even if it's calm near the harbor, you're going out 18 miles out to the Stellwagen Banks, and going out can get pretty rough. So if you've eaten a big lunch, travel tip of the week, don't eat a big lunch before heading out there. I wouldn't want to have the concession stand on board the boat and just be paid off commissions, because nobody would really want to eat on that boat. They're holding their stomach.
I get your point.
But it is, once you get out there and the boat gets into calmer waters, it is something really to see. You owe it to yourself to see it once in your lifetime.
Now, I'm sorry for interrupting you, Willem. We'll talk about cranberries a little later.
Yep, we're going to take a short break in a second, but I wanted to just mention to people that it is an amazing fact. Most people spend more time planning their annual vacation time than upon planning for their financial future. No other time in history has advanced planning for retirement been so important. Let Bill Wisnowski and Diversifolio Financial Services put their years of expertise at your service to combat the information overload of investment options, to tailor a portfolio to meet your needs. Diversification reduces the risk in investing. Are you taking full advantage of the provision that allows you a foreign exposure of up to 20% in your RRSP as the ideal inflation fighter? The Templeton International Balanced Fund brings the world to you by investing in 28 countries, excluding Canada and the States. Templeton people are always looking for opportunities to expand the score of their investments and further diversify portfolio holdings into other markets as value presents itself, because they believe that when market sentiment is at its most pessimistic, it is often the best time to buy. Call my buddy Bill Wisnowski at Diversifolio Financial Services today, 731-5592, or toll free at 1-800-232-0240 for a free financial planning consultation, and to learn more about the Templeton International Balanced Fund. Diversifolio, investing to outperform. Before heading off on your next trip, why don't you do like me? Head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center, with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Le Sportsac, Kipling, Timberland, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Hello from Bowie Martineau at 7272 Newman Boulevard in LaSalle, right near the Café Henri-Nyon. And we've got a Father's Day weekend going on here. I'm Lita Polson. I drop by here. We have everything for your home, including Father's Day certificates. And summer being here again, it's time to catch the wave to Beau et Martineau. We have unbelievable specials right now on Somax mattresses. The 54-inch Lex Rapidic at the low price of $299. We also have the 54-inch Le Classique at $429. And a Beau et Martineau. Did you know that you buy now and pay only in June 1998? And don't forget to enter the contest. Chance to win one of 10 Sea-Doo GS model watercrafts. And also $70,999 in prizes to be won. Purchase required. See all the details in store here at Beau et Martineau. This summer, you got to follow the wave to Beau et Martineau, where quality always meets low prices. And don't forget the free delivery option here. Buy now, pay only in June 98 at Beau et Martineau, 7272 Newman Boulevard in LaSalle.
It's reassuring to know you have an expert working in your corner, and when you're considering home renovations, major or minor, you can feel complete confidence in the expertise of Reno-Rite Home Improvements. From their first visit of inspection, they provide the consultative services, the work analysis, the customized suggestions, and the best quality materials and workmanship to give you top value for your investment dollars. Let Reno-Rite take the stress out of your renovation projects. Call them at 624-9000. Reno-Rite, completely right.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with VIA 1 first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. VIA 1, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be. From VIA Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
1234 here on AM 600's Travel World. My name is Brian Stroll. I'm in with Willem Backus, who is one of our regular panelists and our host of Travel World, Stephen Pickford. And before we went to the break, we teased you with a story about cranberries. What's the link between cranberries and Plymouth County?
Well, Plymouth County is one of the leading cranberry producers in North America. In fact, Ocean Spray is located right there. They have their visitor center, and everything you want to know about the harvesting of cranberries is right there. Have anything you want. They even have a few setups there where you can take a look at old commercials and that you guess what year it was in, and you try just about everything Ocean Spray makes right there, including they had cranberry cheesecake.
Yeah, cranberry cheesecake. You can have cranberry, blueberry mixture drinks, around six or seven different varieties that go on a rotating a monthly schedule. And outside of the building, they have a sort of sample cranberry bog, so you can see what the berry actually looks like as they grow it, and it goes through the season. And they show former machinery that they had used over the years. You can look at a scale model farm of cranberry bogs and watch the difference between dry harvesting and wet harvesting, and of course sample the refreshments. The Massachusetts is the largest producer of cranberries. It's their largest agricultural crop, and the largest cranberry bogs in the world are located around 10-15 miles west of Plymouth in the Eddyville Carver area. So Ocean Spray, it owes its current incarnation to what used to be like the Massachusetts Cranberry Cooperative back in the late 1800s, early 1900s.
You're just a wealth of information. I did not know that.
And shopping is really amazing in the Plymouth County area as well, because you've got all these quaint little shops in the middle of the street, and as we said, there's a lot of visitors from out of town, including from England and Britain.
Right.
And there's this one particular shop that specializes in actual British goods, and there was one sign on the wall, and I was kind of stunned being in Montreal to see a sign like that. It said, parking for English only, all others will be towed.
Oh, no.
Well...
the temptation was great to bring that sign back home.
And nail it at the same shop that's his society.
But also Plymouth County is really known for antiques as well. Downtown Plymouth Antiques Trading, they have clustered in one building, two, three-story building, 100 or more dealers all in one location. So, you know, a lot of New England artifacts you can bring home. But I just noticed that we have on the line, we were talking earlier about the Above the Ocean Bed and Breakfast, and on the line now is Jack McDonald from Plymouth. How are you doing this afternoon?
All right, how you doing? Who's this, Stephen?
Is this Stephen? Stephen, I'm speaking, and Willem is right beside me here.
Hello.
I'm telling you, Willem. I'm doing very well. A beautiful day down here today.
Wish we were down there and sitting on a rocker on the, out on the porch at your lovely inn and overlooking the ocean and just breathing it all in.
Yes, and it's a beautiful view today. It's clear, and you can see over to Provincetown today. Yeah, it's very nice. I got a lot of the family down today. There's 31 of my nephews sat down at the beach and down for a party.
What's the water temperature down there?
The kids will go in. I won't go in. My brother will go in, but it's probably, it might be 55, 60.
Right. Well, it's a good temperature. It'll warm up over the season, but
it'll be nicer in the end of July and August.
Right. Yeah. When the water has a chance to warm up a bit. But what's the outside air temperature today down there?
Close to 90, just about 90, I think, maybe 88 or 90 today.
I told you I didn't want to go back.
Yeah, you should have stayed for another few days.
Outside our studios in Montreal, it's plus 18, that's Celsius, of course, so it's around...
Let's do 65
degrees. 65 Fahrenheit, so... It wish we were down there on the beach. So if somebody your season at the inn is you're not open the entire year, are you?
We close the mid October right after our Columbus Day. We close. A lot of the bed and breakfast are open all year round. But this being an old hotel, which we only have five rooms, it's too much to heat, especially the heating room, the sun porch where. There's no heat in there, so we got to close around mid-October.
Right. No.
We open the 1st of April.
Right, from April to October, which is a good season. That would pretty much replicate when the majority of visitors would be heading down to Plymouth County, would it not?
Mostly about the after Memorial Day, which is on May 30th, and from then on it's quite busy.
Hi, Jack. It's Brian Stroll here. I'm sitting in with Stephen and Willem, and I want to ask you You've had visitors from where around the world? You must have had
We had five guests from Australia this past week, and then last night there were a couple from Dover, Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
We had them from France, a lot from Ireland,
mm-hmm.
Italy.
Historical site, Plymouth. I would imagine they'll come from all over the world.
Well, even our Grover Cleveland president stayed here.
Really?
But I don't know if he was married then, but I'm told he stayed here because he had a girlfriend down the road, but hopefully he wasn't married at that time.
No, we won't get into
that. We won't get into those stories. Every place has a story, you know. I think Plymouth County more than any of them, because the day before we came by your inn, we had taken the Colonial Lantern Tour, and that's a must for visitors, because it's something to do in the evening, but it's like a, you know, for people who don't know what a lantern tour is, they recreate, give you these tin lanterns as if it was in the colonial era, and you walk around. They don't shed much light, so don't use them like a flashlight, but you hear a lot of stories about from the 1600s through the 1900s of what happened in different buildings and graveyards and that sort of thing. So that's certainly a must to do, as a Colonial Lantern Tour.
Did you get to go on a whale watch?
No, we were just talking about that before you called in.
They were chicken.
We've done it once up in the north of Boston area. We'd done that a couple of years ago,
okay.
But we had done it in such rough weather that it became a memorable trip in more ways than one. We went out there and fed the whales, you know.
So basically,
I know what you mean.
I've been there, done that, don't want to do it again.
Right.
Yeah. I see.
But there's certainly a lot of things to do, and we certainly appreciated your hospitality and getting to know your property more, and we can certainly recommend it to our Montreal listeners. It's the Above the Ocean Bed and Breakfast, and Jack McDonald, the innkeeper, and he's been talking to us today on Travel Road. Thanks for calling in, Jack.
Well, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's 12:40 here on AM 600. It's Travel World. My name is Brian Stroll. I'm joined in studio by our regular host Stephen Pickford and one of our regular panelists, a freelance travel writer, Willem Backus. It is currently 18 degrees in downtown Montreal, and we will have my favorite segment of the show. After we come back from the short break, we will have Travelers Horror Stories. Stay tuned.
Are you? The huge demo sale is still on at Pointe Claire Chrysler Jeep, where you can choose from up to 20 incredible demos. The popular 97 Neon Highline 4-door automatic with air conditioning is going fast at an incredible $13,950. Or how about a brand new 97 Intrepid 4-door for only $21,271? Or maybe the 97 Voyager with 7-passenger seating is more your style, now at an affordable $238 a month. Head straight for Pointe Claire Chrysler Jeep, 335 Brunswick facing Fairview. Why pay more elsewhere?
Show me a place that make me feel great. Now show me.
Okay, don't panic. There's still time to get the perfect Father's Day gift. The perfect place to get it? Sears. Sears Fragrance Department has all kinds of men's fragrance bonus offers and gift sets by all the designers you love, like Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren, Hugo Boss, Guy LaRoche, and more. No time to gift wrap it? No problem, because they'll wrap it for free. See? Told you can expect more from Sears.
Now show me.
Ah, the boys of summer. Ah, Caesar's Pub. Great daily food specials with service faster than a speeding Guerrero. Leave the car at Caesar's and take the Metro to the game. Caesar's Pub, 1608 Lincoln, next to the Guy Metro. More than ever, easy to find. Hard to leave.
CIQC.
Well, 12:42 here on AM 600 CIQC. Welcome to Travel World. My name is Brian Stroll. I'm joined in studio by our regular host, Stephen Pickford, and our frequent panelist, Willem Backus. It's time for that favorite segment of the show. It's Travelers Horror Stories.
Travelers Horror Stories. And just before we lead into that, people want more information on the Plymouth. We have a telephone number. They can call the Plymouth County Development Council toll-free for a complete package of info to be mailed to them at 1-800-231-1620. Of course, 1620, the year the Pilgrims landed in Plymouth, so that's 1-800-231-1620. And no matter what type of information you also want on New England in general, you can call our good friend Manny Witt here in Montreal at the New England Tourism Center, 731-4898. The website is www.plymouth-1620.com. On the line now, line one is Barry.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi there, Barry.
Hi.
Hello.
I was just wondering, for Plymouth County, what would be the best time of year to go? Would you say the fall, the spring, the summer?
Well, the summer... Yep. Continue, please.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. The Best time, I mean, it depends on what your interests are. I mean, we enjoyed it in June because we get there before it, the bulk of tourist buses. I mean, the population of the city doubles and triples during July and August. So if you like crowds, you know, go in the summertime. But June, great time to go. It, as Jack was just saying before, it was 90 degrees there today. The water was already up to 60 degrees, but it will not get busy until around July 1st, July 4th weekend. They're really trying to promote, as well, visitors coming after Labor Day. What they refer to down in New England as Indian summer, and you can get days high 70s, low 80s, beautiful sunny skies. The water is still warm because it still takes a while to cool off before the winter storms. It is, again, very peaceful. You'll probably be one of the only people at the hotel. The rates go down 25-50%, and you'll have the place pretty well all to yourself. Most of the attractions are open from around May through November. A great time to go to Plymouth Plantation, for example, is from mid-October to mid-November, and you have to reserve far in advance because they recreate the whole October feast days of the original pilgrims, and they also have Victorian Thanksgiving. You buy a dinner package. It includes your admission to the grounds and then an authentically recreated dinner experience. And really, you have to reserve for that 3, 4, 5 months in advance, but it's well worth it. So there is a number of things to do during the off-season, but I would say May is maybe pushing a little. Go June to end of October is the best time to go. What type of activities are you interested in, Barry?
I'm interested in crab hunting, crab fishing, because I'm a crabber, usually on the Jersey Shore, but sometimes I like to try New England and see my luck there, because we specialize in crab cooking at my restaurant, and I like to try the New England type of crab.
Right, New England crabs, the quahogs. Quahogs are great stuffed. There are just north of the north of Plymouth. It's still in Plymouth County. Scituate Harbor is a great area, and Marshfield as well. You do need if you wanted harvest the crabs and the clams yourself, you do need a permit. So you'd have to check with that with the local town hall to arrange a permit, but they do have visitor permits.
Would
and
we need a permit for lobster fishing?
Yeah, lobster, you need a permit for that, because again, you need to have the traps and you need to have the boat to go out there, because they do it offshore. But in that regard, there is a boat that leaves from Town Pier in Plymouth where you can go out for around an hour excursion and with a crew and watch them and learn about lobster harvesting. So that's probably your best bet, because the cost of equipment and that to do it yourself would be prohibitive.
Fantastic. Thanks again.
Thanks
for calling.
Barry.
Bye. Do you need a permit for lobster eating?
No, that's one thing. If you needed a permit lobster eating, some people may need a permit to stop them from eating too much. We were down last year at a restaurant called Woodman's. That's not in Plymouth County. That's where the fried clam was invented, and that is in the north of Boston area in the town of Essex. And we were with some fellow media types. I will not list any names here, but they ate so much that if there was a permit required for the amount of food they ate, but the food was very good. So if people eat a lot, it's because the food is good. So and that's certainly something they're known for, their food in New England.
Okay, enough stalling, guys. It's time for these horror stories. I want to hear about horror stories.
We actually have a follow-up story from a listener who actually faxed in a story to Stephen not too long ago.
Right, we've had a couple of listeners send us some information, because we've been advertising that we're looking for stories on past editions of Travel World, and our request is also out there on Travel World's webpage, which can be accessed through CIQC's website at www.ciqc.com, and just plug onto the program guide and then click again to get the link to our page. But the first caller or first faxer during the week was Boris Sella from Dollard, and he recounted a story that just happened around a week ago. He had a ticket issued on Air Canada, and it was written normal way, Montreal via Toronto to Tel Aviv. Got over to Tel Aviv, and he wanted to add a stop in Paris, which was perfectly permissible on the fare he paid. And Montreal Reservation Center said, sure, no problem, we'll change you in the computer. Just go to our downtown city ticket office, run by a company called Gatmore Agency in downtown Tel Aviv on Hyrcan Street. They'll set you up. Well, you get there, and the guy there says, huh, well, you're in the computer, no problem, just go to the airport. Well, you know, go to the airport, he was taking his flight out of Tel Aviv on LL, and he had an Air Canada ticket. And he goes to the counter, and of course, at 6 p.m. at night, there's nobody at the Air Canada counter. Their flight doesn't leave till 1 in the morning, so there won't be anyone there till 10, long after that LAL flight left. Guy at LAL looks at the ticket and ponders and scratches his head, speaks to three managers. Finally, he says, well, we'll let you on. We'll bill Air Canada for it. But he pulls both of his coupons, the Tel Aviv, Toronto, Toronto, Montreal, puts them on the flight to Paris, tells him when he gets to Paris, take this photocopy to the Air Canada counter, and they'll give you their other coupon. So he goes to Air Canada in Paris, and the guy looks out and says, what do you want with this? You got to buy a whole new ticket, and then claim, you know, does he have $2,000 with him? And you have to claim that the coupons were lost and send a letter to customer service, and they will check it out and send it to Winnipeg, and then after 6 months, we might give you a refund if nobody used the other coupons. So again, thanks to the intervention of Travel World, I called up a lady who was very helpful at Air Canada, Mrs. Goss, finally straightened out the whole matter, and they put him on the flight he was booked for and admitted to their error. But, you know, if he didn't have the foresight or the presence of mind to give a call back to Montreal and say what is going on and somebody step up on his behalf, he would have been stranded there. You know, come up with $2,000 and you might or might not get home. So that was where our intervention was able to help.
You're like our very own Action 12.
Yes.
Case solved.
Case solved. We will put the little stamp on it. Case solved. Borisella got home home safe and sound, and looking forward to his next trip. The other person who sent a letter to me this week was Jeff Bedard from Ile Perot, and he had been booked into a hotel down in Wilmington, Delaware. Everyone goes to Wilmington to see the DuPont factory,
right.
And that's the only thing there. And he was booked into the Best Western Brandywine Inn, and beautiful hotel, it says in the brochure and in the Best Western directory. And they say AAA, three diamond, and luxurious rooms fully remodeled.
Three diamonds. Out of how many?
Out of five.
Out of five. Okay.
So, I mean, to compare, it's like night and day. If you compare this Best Western to Lynn Vignola's, I mean, it's like night and day. But he gets to the property, and it is nothing like what it is in the brochure.
What a surprise.
What a surprise. I mean, you know, they used to say at Holiday Inn, the best surprise is no surprise, but certainly, I guess in this case, his best bet wasn't a Best Western. But he checked into the room, and the bed was sagging, the wallpaper was peeling off. He wanted to get an in-room movie, but it wasn't connected. And they brought, you know, the Pat and Mike team up to, you know, a fellow named Norm to check out how to.
That's where Norm is. I wonder where Norm got to after Cheers. He's in Delaware.
Everybody we know, everyone we know who's kind of like that, his name is Norm.
Okay.
And I think they just sell name badges that say Norm, you know, and they give it to every workman. And nothing worked. And they tried to fix it. He said, move me to another room. Oh, we don't have any other rooms. Parking lot is half empty. Says to the manager, look, I don't want to stay here. I've already called the Radisson across the street. For $5 a night more, I can stay there. They've got the room I want to go. Manager said, well, we got to charge you for the room.
Oh.
He said, that's not my fault. He says, you lay down on the bed. You messed up the bed. He says, well, just change the pillows. You got an empty property. Oh, and the manager was very adamant. And
they tried that one on us in Dallas.
Oh, they've done that in other cities too. And he argued and argued and argued. Again, when he got home, he calls me. And I think we've been able to sort out the problem. We're still waiting. It's sort of pending need right now. But I spoke to Nancy Vaughn, who I've known for many years. She's the corporate communications director at Best Western in Phoenix. And I've known her from her days at US Air. And I think, you know, she'll be able to straighten it out and make sure that that general manager accepts responsibility that his property wasn't up to par. I mean, other hotel chains, Hampton Inns and Howard Johnson's, all say, room's not right. You advise us within the first 15, 30 minutes. You stay free. It's the night is on us.
Right.
But why didn't Best Western do that? And they're trying to say, well, we're all independently owned. I say, well, does that give you the reason or the way to just not adhere to any quality control standards?
Right. So I have to stamp this one case pending.
Case pending. We'll advise you in the coming weeks
Stay tuned as to the resolution of this particular case.
Right. As to the resolution. And
what are you holding out for? $10,000?
Yeah, I think he wants to wants a lifetime stay at Best Western Properties. I think they have, you know, how many do they have now? 3,000. So maybe take 10 years and see them all. I don't know what he.
Just to remind our listeners that this is a call-in show. We would like to hear from you and some of your travel horror stories. Please call us at 790-0600. That's 790-0600 or *600 for our Bell Mobility subscribers.
And I want to.
We have horror stories. God knows.
Yeah, there must
you
be a must be a lot out
Let's
there, you know. But what isn't a horror story is the fact that we look outside and it is the beginning of summer, and we're thinking of hitting the open road. If your thoughts are turning to getting a new vehicle, no better time than now to call Montreal's hottest new and used car long-term leasing specialist, Centre Auto Régal, Regal Auto Center. Not tied down by any one dealer line, Regal can put together a made-to-measure lease on any make, any model of new or used car, and by used, I mean low-mileage cars, no older than 1991, at very competitive prices. Let Pierre Puto and my friend Les Pinsky put their 15 years of automobile leasing experience at your full disposal to provide you with the fullest and personalized attention and commitment to making sure you're happy, with the highest quality service from first consultation through the length of your lease. Call Pierre Puto or Les Pinsky today for a no-obligation quotation on your next vehicle. 620-CARS. You'll be glad you did. Centre Auto Régal, Regal Auto Center, conveniently located on the West Island. Make your next car acquisition a Regal experience. 620-CARS. That's 620-2277.
It's 12:54 here on AM 600. We have about 5 more minutes left in our Travel World show. It's Brian Stroll here with Stephen Pickford and Willem Backus. We've been talking this hour about Plymouth County, very historic area just south of Boston, Massachusetts. We have discussed horror stories, and
we have another horror story,
okay,
actually.
That's
I was just
waiting for.
Just thinking, it's actually one of our other senior media panelists, Vic Phillips, who used to be the CTV National News anchor, and he's a regular contributor here on Travel World on AM 600. We went out around 7 years ago to the Banff Springs Hotel. Now, there was a property. I've heard they put a lot of money into it recently, but it certainly needed it because Vic Phillips goes to his room. There is no heat.
Oh.
Then they move him to another room. They have no water. The rooms looked like they were out of the 1950s, the yellowy bedspreads, and maybe early 60s.
Surprise
that... Well, the Japanese have taken over the town. All the signs are bilingual, English and Japanese, in downtown Banff.
Okay.
And Vic Phillips finally gets moved to his third room after probably standing in the middle of the corridor, almost crying to tears. How come everything is happening to him? Figuring he'd have to sleep outside with the elk that were walking around
the
golf course.
And the deer, yeah.
Yes.
Meanwhile, we're laughing ourselves silly at him.
Oh, everyone was holding their stomach, you know. And finally, they
moved. Was he not clothed?
Well, he wished he didn't have any clothes, but there was nobody else with him. This man is a jinx. They finally move him to an upper floor room in the attic where there's no water, and they had to bring him bottled water. So, I mean, he had three rooms. Not one of them was right. You know, and we always mention when we go to the Banff Springs Hotel or any other Canadian Pacific Hotel, we say, Vic, are you going to have... one of those memorable chateau-style rooms. He actually was he was actually staying in a room that was up in the upper gables that I think normally they would have stored furniture in off-peak season in. But this is a man who is a jinx. I mean, he has been on flights where the engine has caught fire and somebody's had to come up with a fire extinguisher and extinguish it.
What is this man doing in the travel business then?
Well, he is a broadcaster for many years and a big name in Toronto media. We're pleased that he's a member of our panel.
He just has bad luck.
He just has bad luck.
We took him to Belgium, for goodness sakes. He says he hates castles, so he tells, please, no castles. We visited 4 castles.
Whatever he wanted on the itinerary was what Vic Phillips got on his itinerary. So no, he is a jinx. But sometimes a trip that you might think is going to, turn out bad, sometimes it's just, again, how the people handle it. So in the coming weeks, we'll be recounting a couple of other stories where, you know,
things turned out
well that we thought they might not turn out well, but because somebody knew what they were doing or was well aware of how to approach things from a public relations perspective, they worked to... solve the problem for all concerned.
So stay tuned for some more horror stories, yet some happy endings.
Yes, with some happy endings,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you want to fax any of your horror stories into Stephen Pickford?
My fax number is 626-3138, and of course, my email address is travelworld, that's all one word, lowercase lettering, at reporters.net.
There we go.
Another week on Travel World.
Well, what are we going to be talking about next week? Do you have any clue, guys?
Yeah, one of our guests who's calling in is Alan Fredericks, who is the editor-in-chief of Travel Weekly, the most prestigious national travel publication in the United States. Mm-hmm. He'll be calling in from his home in New Jersey and talking about different changes that they've been in the travel industry, both in Canada and the States, over the past year, and what we can look forward to in the future in the travel industry.
It should be interesting.
And there's a theme music, Steve. My favorite song, of course. Whenever we go, it's always a pleasure to come right back to Canada's greatest city, Montreal.
Yeah. Robert Charlebois. And that brings us to another conclusion to a great travel week here on Travel World. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus.
I'm Willem Backus.
And I'm Brian Stroll. I have to say it's been a most enjoyable, interesting, and fun hour talking about Plymouth County, horror stories, cranberries, whale catching,
whale feeding.
We didn't catch the whales. We watched them.
Watched the whales.
You go to Plymouth County, catch a whale, bring him home on the top of your Subaru.
It's been fun. It's coming up to 1 o'clock and time for news. Stay tuned after the news for AM 600's Computer and Internet Hour. Stay listening to AM 600.
This is AM 600, CIQC, Montreal's first.